Today on Press TV, Palestinian death toll from the ongoing Israeli onslaught on the besieged Gaza Strip rises to over 700 as the offensive enters its 17th day. In the latest Israeli strikes, several Palestinians were killed and a number of others injured in the city of Khan Yunis in central Gaza. The head of the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, says Palestinians will not accept any ceasefire until the crippling siege on Gaza is removed. Khaled Meshaal accused the U.S. of complicity in Israeli crimes against Palestinians. Meshaal said Washington is adopting double standards in dealing with Palestinians. Iraq's Kurdish bloc in parliament has agreed on the candidacy of veteran politician Fuad Masum as the country's next president. Masum has managed to edge his rival former Deputy Prime Minister Berham Saleh during a vote by Kurdish MPs. He will replace Jalal Talabani after parliament voting on Thursday. The United Nations envoy in Iraq has called on the UN Security Council to firmly demand an end to ISIL atrocities in the crisis at country. Nikolai Mladenov told the 15-member council to impose sanctions on ISIL terrorists and bring them to justice on charges of kidnapping and murder. Bulgaria's prime minister has resigned amid worst banking crisis in the country since the 1990s. Plamen Orashavsky's tenure has been overshadowed by months of street protests against corruption, deadly floods that hit the Black Sea city of Varna, and a standoff between Brussels and Moscow over a Russian-led gas pipeline project. Canadian transportation giant Bombardier is to cut up to 1,800 jobs, mostly in Montreal. Bombardier says the layoffs are part of a major reorganization program to reduce costs and better address customer needs. The announcement follows a string of setbacks for the world's only manufacturer of both planes and trains. The Dutch Safety Board in charge of investigating the crash of the Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 says the plane's black boxes are intact. Britain's Air Accidents Investigation Branch is also analysing the findings of the Dutch board. Pro-Russian forces in eastern Ukraine delivered the boxes to the investigation teams. Representatives from Seleka Muslims and Christian anti-Balaka militias have signed a ceasefire to end fighting in the Central African Republic. The move came after pressure from regional mediators. The truce was signed in Brazzaville, the capital of neighbouring Republic of Congo. Those are the latest here on Press TV.